I am Jim Collison, and this is Gallup's Call to Coach, recorded on May 2nd, 2023. Call to Coach is a resource for those who want to help others discover and use their strengths. We have Gallup experts and independent strengths coaches share tactics, insights, and strategies to help coaches maximize the talent of individuals, teams, and organizations around the world. If you're listening live and you don't see the chat room, there's a link right above me, right up there to it. You can join us. Click on that and join us in the YouTube chat. If you're listening after the fact and you have a question, you can always send us an email, coaching@gallup.com. Don't forget to subscribe to Call to Coach on your favorite podcast app or right there on YouTube so you never miss an episode. Lauren Mosser is our host today. Lauren works as a workplace consultant here at Gallup. And Lauren, always great to be with you, and welcome to Call to Coach.
Yes, thank you so much for having me today, Jim. I'm really excited to share CrossFirst Bank story, their strength story today. And I have two of my incredible partners from CrossFirst Bank, Jill and Kristen. So to kick off our time together today, Jill, I would love if you could start us off with just giving a little bit about your background as well as your top five strengths.
Yes, thank you, Lauren. Thanks so much for being that great partner. So I'm Jill Grace. I'm the Director of Human Resources at CrossFirst Bank. I've been at CrossFirst for 8 years, and I've been really fortunate to help kind of get the strengths movement started here. And so I have been certified since 2016, and yeah, really excited to be here and share all the work we've done.
Yeah. And would you share your top five too for us?
Yes, I'm sorry. Thank you. Responsibility, individualization, achiever, connectedness, and relator.
I love it. And I'm just curious, I think everyone would be interested to hear, which strength do you feel like you use the most?
Gosh, Lauren, it's really hard to nail it down to just one. I probably would say I use responsibility and achiever a lot in my role, as well as arranger is number 7 for me, and I pull on that one a lot.
Yeah, I love that. Awesome. I love that we share the responsibility. I think that really creates a really strong partnership for the both of us too.
Absolutely agree.
Yes. Well, we also have Kristen joining us today. Kristen, would you share a little background about you and your top five as well?
Sure, absolutely. I have been with CrossFirst Bank for 6 years now, and I am a learning and development specialist. I got certified as a strengths coach in May of 2021. So I help with a lot of our learning and development initiatives. And a lot of those include our strengths engagement initiatives. So my top five are empathy, developer, achiever, discipline, and harmony.
Yeah, I love that. I know we talked a little bit about empathy before, but I would just love to hear which of your top five strengths do you lean into the most in your role?
You know, in the past, I would definitely say empathy and achiever. And I've been in this role now for about a year, and I'm really, really leaning into my developer strengths. I just feel like getting to help create new learning and development initiatives and training opportunities, and also just serving as a strengths coach to our employees. That developer is just, I think, more at the forefront than ever.
For sure. I love that. Well, CrossFirst Bank is so lucky to have the both of you. You both bring such unique contributions there as well. Just to get started, I think it would be really valuable for us to go back in time to where the strengths movement, that strength-based culture really began at CrossFirst Bank. So Jill, I know that you were certified back a couple years ago, and you were really there as strengths began. Can you tell us a little bit about how that really came to be?
Yeah, absolutely. So when I interviewed with the bank in 2015, my second interview was with our COO and our CEO. And the CEO was really connected to strengths. He had just bought the Clifton Strengths 2.0 book and given it to a couple of our bank presidents. And so I was sharing with him that in my prior job in 2010, I was working with strengths and doing some team sessions with different teams as a consultant. And he was really excited about that. So we really connected on that. And then when I started in my first month, we do CrossFirst University is a program that we do for emerging leaders within the bank. And so he asked me, would I do an hour presentation on strengths? And so I did in my first month. And then as a part of that, it was an 8-hour session, and we invited Doc Steve to come to that because Ron wanted Doc Steve to work at the bank. And he was like, well, I'm a doctor, I'm not a banker, so I don't know if this is about. And so let me come check it out. And he did. And I think when he took his strengths assessment, he really connected to it because he recognized the validity to it when he read through, oh my gosh, how is this so much like me? And so he ended up joining the bank in April of 2015. And then in the summer, in the spring of 16, we had a Gallup rep come out and talk to us about what would it take to become a certified, or not a certified, but a strengths-based organization. And after that meeting, we came out and that was when the leadership team decided to send Doc and I out to get certified. And so we did that in the summer of 16. And then when we got back, it was really just about kind of building it into our culture and, you know, starting in small ways, but kind of adding on consistently. And so the first thing we did was come back and said, okay, every employee at the bank needs to take their top five. And we got those done. And from there, each employee has a nameplate. So everyone had a nameplate, but we reordered all of those with everyone's top five. So that's front and center for everyone to see. And then we started putting it on business cards. And then one of the first things we did was, and Doc really took the initiative on putting together kind of the curriculum, so to speak, for the next session of CrossFirst University. So it was a year later and we were doing CrossFirst University for the next class. And we spent then 8 hours instead of 1 hour on strengths. And so that I think was a really good opportunity to get those emerging leaders bought into strengths right from the beginning. And so they really had a great understanding of what it was and why the importance of it was, especially to CrossFirst Bank, which kind of, it really solidifies with our values. And so we did that. And then trying to think what we did next. Then Doc started doing individual sessions with employees, and he also would coach our leaders. And I would do some team sessions at that time. So we were kind of just building a little bit over at a time. So, and then I vividly remember this day, I was driving back from Wichita Bank. And I thought, I was listening to Theme Thursday, Jim. And I thought, well, gosh, can't we do something like this with our employees? So I started having employees come and we would highlight two different strengths a month and have employees come and talk about their strengths and how they show up at work and at home. And it was really enlightening. And people, I think, really liked that. And that's kind of grown over time. And since Kristen's taken over it now, there's a lot more attendance. So we're doing a number of things that are really enjoyable. And I think people get that it's really a part of our culture.
Yeah. I love all of those initiatives. And I think we'll dig into this a bit later. But I love that you had your own sort of Theme Thursdays where you can expose all 34 strengths to every employee at the organization so that they're really aware of those partnerships that they have with colleagues and so forth, but also that you can do that deeper investment in yourself too. So that's great.
Yeah.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, we really highlight for people, hey, come if you have the strength, but also come if you don't have the strength, because it is, we try to really focus on using strengths as a language at CrossFirst to really understand from other people's perspectives.
Yeah, I love that.
Let me jump in really quick, because I think this is a great opportunity. You guys see the gold and the name it, you know, the name it aspect of name it, claim it, name it. That name it is so powerful. And I think it, with organizations, when you give that language to people and then allow them a space to begin to discuss it, right? To talk about it, to celebrate it, to see what it is. It really helps build momentum. And it's an easy thing to do, right? It wasn't difficult probably to pull together, was it?
Oh, not at all. I just kind of pulled from different materials from my certified strengths coaching sessions of, you know, the discovery cards and information from there. And then back in the day, the helpful and the hinder and those things, and just kind of talked through some of those things. And I had guest people come. So, hey, would you come and talk about, you know, how it shows up in your world? And I gave them the questions ahead of time. And that was really helpful for people to hear from other people than just me.
Yeah, no, it allows the crowd to kind of influence that, right? We had no idea when Kurt Liesfeld, who passed away in 2015, when he said we should do a Theme Thursday, we had no idea what that thing would become. And it's great to hear that you guys are using that concept, so to speak. Yeah. No, great. Thanks.
Yeah. That's awesome. Kristen, I know that you had the privilege to work very closely with Doc. And I know that he created something really powerful alongside Jill at CrossFirst Bank. So based on, you know, those moments that you shared with Doc, I would love to hear how he inspired you to use your strengths and to really take that next step to become a certified coach too.
Yeah, absolutely. When I started at CrossFirst Bank, I was an executive assistant and I was supporting a couple of our executives. And I'd heard about the strengths-based culture when I interviewed with some of them, didn't know much about it, but was really intrigued. And obviously when you take your assessment and you get your top five and you read through the report and it feels right, you're like, okay, they're onto something. And then getting the opportunity to work closely with Doc, I ended up supporting him kind of through happenstance. I took a liking to what he was doing. I wanted to learn more. And he was like, why don't you get on board and just help me a little bit from the back end? So I helped him prepare for a lot of his individual sessions, some of his team sessions, some of his sessions that he did with our executive team. And I got to kind of pull all the data in on the back end, pull reports. He would kind of talk through some of the things that he was going to do. He was great. He would ask for my feedback. And it just became a really cool relationship. I just was like a sponge. I have a lot of relationship building themes. And so the opportunity just to learn more about myself, learn more about other people was just incredibly enticing. And it just, it works. It, you know, when people are learning about themselves, when they're learning how to work with other people, it, like Jill said, it creates a language. I feel like we as a company just lead with more positive intent because we understand where people are coming from, more about their strengths. Not from a bad place. They just lead with different strengths or see it from a different lens. And so, when Doc was alive, I had the opportunity to just kind of have him as my strengths guru. So I kind of had my fulfillment then. And unfortunately, he passed away unexpectedly at the end of 2020. And I just felt this huge hole. I still loved coming to work. I still loved working for the bank, but wasn't sure how our strengths initiatives would continue. And I asked our CHRO at the time if there was anything that I could do to get more involved in strengths. And she said, you know, if getting certified is something that's important to you, I think that would be a great help to the bank. And so I went through the certified training and it just lit a spark inside of me that I was like, okay, now that I know this, what now? And one of the coaches described it as, you're part of the strengths movement now. You can't just sit there. You've got to do something. And so I took an opportunity in HR and am getting to be a strengths coach and do one-on-one sessions, team sessions. We share on, the strengths-based culture and what it means to our company as early as onboarding. So it's been an honor to try and do a little piece of what Doc's doing and just kind of carry on his legacy. And I think he would probably be mad at us with how many times we've already mentioned him because he doesn't think it's about him, but he really did mean a lot to a lot of people at our company. And so I just do everything I can to try and make him proud and kind of keep our strengths movement going.
Yeah. I love that. And I think, I mean, we of course need to pause and celebrate the fact that CrossFirst Bank was just announced and awarded the Don Clifton Strengths-Based Culture Award. So I'm so proud of CrossFirst Bank and all of the work, but I think it is a true testament to this legacy that Jill and Doc started and how it's really become a movement for CrossFirst Bank. So I absolutely love that. I know that it has played such an integral part of the culture of the way you do business even. And so Jill, I would love to pass it back to you just to learn a little bit more about really how is this embedded in your culture? I know you talked about CrossFirst University. Can you go in depth a little bit more on what that looks like and how it, the strengths language stays alive even after they take the strengths assessment?
Yes, absolutely. Well, and Lauren, I just too want to thank you because you have been such a great supporter of us and really encouraging of us. So thank you so much for all of that you've done for us in regards to the award as well. So So one of the things I guess I feel would be remiss if I didn't say is that, you know, when I started at the bank, when I was interviewing, I was really concerned about the bank's culture. I really wanted to find my next right fit and stay for a long time, which I have, thank goodness. And it was a culture that really swayed me and it tends to sway a lot of candidates. So we have our four C's, which are our cultural values. So character, competence, commitment, and connection. And under our C of character, we have a subsection called humility, and it's understanding our own strengths and weaknesses while acknowledging the significant worth and contributions of others. And so, you know, naturally Clifton Strengths was a perfect fit for us to celebrate that, as well as we made promises to our employees. And these were from day one when the bank started in 2007, so long before I got here. And the promise was to value each employee's unique talents, gifts and potential. So, I mean, that word talents, again, is just a natural fit for Clifton Strengths. So when we kind of got involved, I said, you know, as a consultant in my prior life, focusing and being intentional on our culture is the most important thing we can do. And that's what Clifton Strengths has really helped us do, is really kind of hone in on those pieces of our culture. And so, you know, it starts from our recruiters talking to candidates about our strengths-based culture and how important it is to us. And I've heard more than one person say to me, you know, I came here because of the strengths-based culture. I want to really focus on what's right with me instead of what's wrong. And so I think our recruiters do a great job of getting that information out. And then from there, when people start, you know, our orientation, and Kristen will talk a little bit more about what we do for all new hires. But one thing that we did from the beginning, back in 2016, is when a new hire starts, we provide them an orientation schedule. We joke around here, it's hazing, that whoever on the team has to do the orientation schedules because they're hard work. But we would put together orientation schedules. And one of the items is to take the assessment. So it was really embedded that, hey, you've got to do this. It's not optional. So we have 100% participation because it's an expectation of each of our employees to go ahead and take the assessment. So they start right from the beginning knowing that it's important. And then they go through the Cross First Way, which is Kristen's baby and program that she puts together and does a phenomenal job. And we get just tremendous feedback. And I have the opportunity there to talk about strengths for a little bit over an hour. And then so kind of just laying the groundwork of why it's important. Why do we choose to become a strengths-based organization? And why do we keep doing it? And what's the important to us? And again, using it as a language. And one of the things I always like to tell people, you know, is kind of about the filters of strengths, in that, you know, if you hear yourself thinking to yourself or saying to a colleague, well, why didn't they do it this way? It's common sense. I always tell people that's your trigger, that those are your strengths at work. And that person probably has other strengths. So then take the time to learn about them and their strengths and how you can best work together. So kind of starting that foundation in the Cross First Way after they come on board. And then through there, you know, we have, again, a number of different opportunities for them to learn. So they have discovery sessions with Chris and Jeff, which are in our learning and development team. We have the team sessions that we're doing. We do manager sessions. We're going to kind of get that going again. We've been a little remiss in doing that lately, but I think that's just critical to get managers on board and focused on strengths, because if we don't have them doing, we can't have the strengths culture that we espouse to have, as well as for every employee to contribute to that. So when we celebrated our award, Lauren, we really focus on the employees that focus on strengths with us. You know, it's been really awesome. We've had so many people reach out and say, hey, how do I get certified? And, you know, right now that's not the focus for everyone to get certified, but we do really want to focus on how we can take that fire that's lit within them and help them take the mantle of strengths.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's just so, so amazing to realize, is that there's so many like unofficial champions.
Yes.
Within Cross First Bank. There are just so many individuals that want to be those torchbearers for the strengths movement. And I think that is just so powerful that the four of you as certified coaches have really created that. Kristen, I know that the onboarding process is your baby. So I want to hear about it. And just talk us through what those early stages at Cross First Bank look like when it comes to strengths development.
Yeah. So like Jill said, within that first week, we allow them the opportunity. We block time for that week. We block an hour for them to take their strengths assessment. And, you know, the good news, like Jill said, our recruiting team does such a good job of telling anybody that wants to apply at the bank that this is a big part of our culture. This is a big part of who we are. So like she said, we have 100% of our employees take that. And actually was talking to Jill about this the other day. We have 100% people take it, and we've had 0% of people that said, I don't want to do this. What's this about? Why are we doing this? And I think that also is a big key component of what's kept our culture alive, is that we're hiring people that are engaged in this. They want to know more about themselves. They want to know more about their employees. I think really post-COVID, I think people are more interested in their development, how that looks for themselves, how it looks for other people than ever. And so it's just exciting that, you know, some people are like, oh my gosh, you force people to take that. And I was like, oh, I've never used the word force, because that's never happened. We allot time for it. Everybody takes it. And then they have a little bit of time before our Cross First Way or new hire onboarding for them to kind of soak that information in. And when they come to the onboarding, we have all employees all over the country come in for a 2.5-day onboarding where they learn about, you know, the mission, vision, values, our history, of the bank, and they get a background on, you know, our back office teams and things like that. But really, it is a focus on our culture. It's a focus on the people that we have here. You know, somebody asked one time in our onboarding, so now that we've learned this, like, how do you keep the culture going? And our CHRO, Amy, looked at them and she was like, you are the one that's going to keep it going. You're the people that are going to talk to your people about it. You're the ones who are going to engage people in it. When you're having issues or there's things that are going wrong, let's bring strengths into it. You know, where are we missing a key component of somebody's strength? Or are we not getting the best out of people because they're not in their strength zone? So there's a lot of conversation about it in the beginning. We print everybody's name tense with their top five when they come. Every single presenter that comes shares their top five strengths and how you can get the best of them and their team using their strengths. We print out a booklet for everybody that includes all 34 strengths with the definitions in it. We include information about what team sessions, what individual sessions are offered, how to get a hold of our strengths coaches. And then, like Jill said, after that, they go through the onboarding, we allow everybody to sign up for a one-on-one session with one of our certified strengths coaches. So that's just the way that I feel like it gets started. And then obviously Jill does an amazing session on strengths and performance and engagement and what that all looks like. We include strengths in our performance goals and what strengths, you know, if this is a goal, what strength are you going to rely on to get there? And so it's literally in everything that we do. It's in our daily language. A little while back, I think it was probably 2019 or 20, we added our top five to our signature line and our email addresses. And so it really is at the forefront at all times. If I feel like I've gotten an email from somebody and I'm like, whoa, I just talked to them. I told them I was going to do this. I see in their top five, they have achiever, they have discipline, they have responsibility. Like, this is not a personal attack against me. It's them and their strength zone. So it's hard to ignore it. It's just there and it's being embraced. Like Jill said, we still do the strengths sessions where we focus on a, you know, kind of a theme Thursday, and we've shortened them to 30 minutes because people are getting pretty busy these days. But we're getting 100 people join at a time, and they just want to hear how that strength looks for other people. They're joining when their managers are on that because their manager has that strength and they want to see how that plays out in action. So it really is, it's an integral part of what we do. And I think one of the biggest compliments we got in the Cross First Way survey was, I heard what you guys said about strengths in the interview, and I was afraid it was just going to be a talk, and you guys actually walked the walk. And so I think people are really seeing that we follow through on that culture piece and really do what we say we're going to do.
Yeah, I love that. You guys definitely walk the walk. tell me a little bit about the manager piece. So as we're developing maybe those high potential individuals into manager positions, or they're becoming a people leader, whatever that may look like, how does strengths really get integrated into, you know, those performance conversations, those one-on-one connects that they have weekly with each employee? Tell me about how, because I know we all know how important the manager is in engagement, but we know that the manager also has to wear a lot of hats. So how do we make sure that strengths is embedded in the right conversations without it being an extra thing that the manager has to do?
So that is a really good question, Lauren. And I think, you know, something that we're consistently working towards. We last year launched something called the Extraordinary Manager. And so as we were talking through all the different things that managers can do to be extraordinary, strengths is layered in, as is our culture. So we're consistently talking about our four C's, and we're also talking about strengths. And when we would do the manager sessions, we would do quarterly manager sessions specifically around strengths. I think that was one of the hardest parts for people, is I think they feel like they have to be experts on strengths. And so we just try to help them understand, hey, it doesn't have to be crazy difficult. You don't have to be a certified strengths coach. You know, one of the things I recommend to managers is every single one-to-one, just, you know, say, hey, I saw you using your strengths by XYZ this last week. And, you know, where have you seen you using your own strengths? So it's just, it doesn't have to be difficult. It's just taking the time to ask the questions, recognizing people. You know, we have a performance development system called Saba that we use, and you can do recognition in there. And we always are encouraging people, say, hey, you know, recognize them using their strengths. So when you see them doing something well, what strength were they using, and putting it into, you know, the written word, and that always helps. But I think just really talking to managers about how they can have those conversations as well. And one thing that also came out from a new person that's actually on the HR team that sat through the CrossFirst Way recently, she said, you know, what really meant something to me is when I spoke about, you know, if managers are getting to a point where they're frustrated with an employee, make sure to call HR early, because the very first thing we're going to talk to you about is what are their strengths and what are your strengths and how have you worked together? Because we're not going to just jump to a conclusion. We need to circle it, you know, take it back a few steps and say, okay, well, maybe you have different strengths and maybe you work differently. So how do we allow them to do what they do and get there on their own without doing it your way, so to speak? So really focusing on not the what we do, but the how we do it piece.
Yeah. Yeah. That's so great. And I think it's really cool. Something that is very unique to CrossFirst Bank is that strengths is not just primarily owned by the HR team. It has been owned by other individuals across the organization. A thought that came to mind that I do know about and I'd love to hear more is the strength-based selling curriculum that you have for your sales team. So Kristen or Jill, would you mind just sharing a little bit about how someone, I know she's certified, but tell me a little bit about her and how she has really, you know, brought this into her team, although it's not completely driven by the HR team.
Yeah, I can take that. So Leslie Reardon is one of our certified strengths coaches, and she kind of took a little bit different path. She is our sales and development manager, working closely with a lot of our bankers and people that are on the front lines working with our customers. And she just thought that would be a great way as being certified to really help people sell in a way that felt right to them and prospecting in a way that felt right to them. And so when she got certified, she started a strengths-based selling workshop that was focused on prospecting by using your strengths. So she's starting to work with teams in each one of our markets to have them do a team session where they talk through their strengths. She sometimes will focus on strengths that maybe one person in the group has that another doesn't, so that they can kind of see what other strengths, if they don't have it, maybe a teammate has, and maybe they can be complementary partners and go on a call together, or even just brainstorm together. Hey, that's not my natural strength to just, I don't have woo, I have woo low. So how can I rely on you? Maybe we go to an event together and you can kind of lead the way. And then, you know, I can lead with some of my strategic thinking themes and kind of lead with some of those conversations. So it's been really well received. And I think obviously it's a great opportunity for people to learn more about themselves and how you get the best of them from a selling and prospecting aspect, but also how you can get the best of your teammates if you engage them in some of those areas that they may be better where you struggle a little bit. So,
yeah, that's awesome. I just love that. And I think that is just such a great way to bring it into a different department too, to start thinking about, okay, how do I actually do my job? How can I use my strengths more effectively in these different areas? So I love that.
Right.
I know, Jill, you and I had a very recent conversation about employee engagement at CrossFirst Bank. And so I would just love to hear how, you know, how this engagement strategy has been going and how strengths has really been a catalyst for engagement too.
Yeah, I think, you know, we really buy into the statistics that Gallup provides us in that, you know, if we focus on people's strengths, they'll be 3 times more likely to be happier in their job overall and 6 times more likely to be engaged in their work. And I think that we really have found that. We have highly engaged employees, much higher than the average in the U.S. So we're really fortunate that way. But we also spend a lot of time on it. And so we just recently, well, we did our Q12 back in October, and due to timing and an acquisition, we didn't do our state of the team meetings right away, but we did those at the beginning of this year. And so what we're really fortunate with is that our leadership team has always bought into strengths and engagement from the beginning. And so, you know, during the CrossFirst Way, our CEO gets up and talks about strengths. Well, I had the fortune of like leading his state of the team meeting for our senior leadership group. And then from there, it was really focused on, hey, every single team has to have a team performance goal coming out and logging in it in our performance development system so that we have a focus on that. And, you know, I send out reminders quarterly to managers saying, hey, make sure and bring out your team performance goal. And are you meeting that goal? Do we need to, you know, calibrate and look at something different? So just really making sure we don't take it out once a year, focus on it and put it on a shelf and not think about it again. So really getting managers to buy into that and having our CEO have a focus on it and talk about it on the regular is really important.
Yeah. That's so awesome. And I heard you even mention the opportunity to do what I do best, giving that opportunity. And I know well-being is also really important to Cross First Bank. Would you mind sharing a little bit about some of your well-being initiatives or how you keep that at the forefront of all of the employees' minds too?
Yeah. Do you want me to take that one, Jill?
Yeah.
So we have a big saying at CrossFirst that the bank does not own your development, but we assist in it. And we want to provide different opportunities for people to be as engaged in their well-being and obviously be thriving as much as possible. So we have a lot of initiatives and those are all discussed at our CrossFirst way. We want people to know exactly what we're doing to help assist with their financial success, with their career success, with their physical well-being. A lot of our offices have gym access and things like that. So we highlight those right off the bat. And actually on our 15th anniversary, which was this last October, we had a full well-being week. And each day we focused on one of the five areas of well-being and just made sure to highlight again, you know, once people go through their CrossFirst way, they may not have heard that for 5-6 years. We try and highlight it a lot on our intranet page, the different things that we offer. But just to reiterate all the different things that we do, for career well-being, for the first time ever in our company, we allowed people to unlock their all 34 strengths, courtesy of the bank. And in that 1 week, 83% of our employees unlocked their all 34. So, I mean, it was just incredible to see the engagement right there. All they had to do was submit a small thing with their name on it, and I unlocked everybody's. And it was incredible to see how many people even just did that in the first day. And it was such a big initiative, and the leadership team was so happy to see that starting this January, anybody that signs up for a strengths discovery session, by signing up for that, will automatically unlock your all 34 so that when you meet with one of our strengths coaches, we both have access to your all 34. So I love that because I think it just tells the full story. And so people are excited. I mean, if that's kind of a little bait to get them to sign up, we're all for it because it just shows that they're owning their engagement. So why not reward people that are taking that initiative to own their engagement? So those have been some really big things on well-being. We always are open to new different ideas. People ask different things. We just recently changed our parental leave guidelines and added that because that was something that was really concerning employees. You know, that was kind of taking away from their well-being. So brought it to the leadership team, and it was approved that would be extended, and also that, you know, dads would get parental leave. So just, we're really listening to our employees too on what's important to them. So we ask for a lot of feedback and do a lot of surveys too.
Yeah, that's so wonderful. And I mean, well-being has never been as important as it is today after the pandemic. And so I think it's so cool to hear that you had that week of let's remind folks of what we can offer them in each of these categories, but also we'll take your ideas and we'll hear you out and we'll change things if they seem necessary. So I think that's really valuable. I know, and you didn't touch on it, but I want to dig a little bit deeper into the community well-being piece, because I think you all, I mean, Kristen and Jill, you are both, you have superpowers because you can do strengths at CrossFirst Bank, but then you're also using strengths out in the community. So Jill, I'll start with you. Tell me a little bit about the work that you're doing in the community around strengths to help others know their unique contribution to the world.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for asking, Lauren. It's been really fun. I remember being at a Gallup at Work Summit and Jim Clifton talked about that strengths movement. And it's exciting to be a part of, and it's really rewarding to help other people see that. So one of the things I was fortunate to be asked to do was within Kansas City, we have a leadership program called Centurions. And so a number of people across the city are invited to be a part of the program. And so one of our new hires that went through the CrossFirst way heard me speak about strengths and reached out to me after that session and said, hey, we were talking to somebody about doing this and we'd really like for you to come talk. And so would you do that? So I just put together a quick little hour presentation for them and just kind of gave them the basics of strengths and how important it is to focus on what's right with people. And so, you know, from that, another organization just happens to be next door to us. Someone in that session said, hey, can you talk to my HR team about how to do this? So, you know, it's spreading and that's really exciting. And Kristen's done a lot more. And I had the opportunity to go with her to KU and present. So I'll let her talk a little bit about what we did with University of Kansas.
Yeah. So after Doc Steve passed away, our company was just really wanting to find ways to give back to the community, honor him, make sure that his legacy was continuing to be known and spread further than just CrossFirst Bank. And so Doc Steve graduated from the University of Kansas Business School and then went on to become a pediatric cardiologist at the University of Kansas Medical School. So nation to, and they are doing strengths assessments for their freshmen in the business school. It's part of their business professionalism class. And so we made this donation so that students could have access to get their top five for free. And so the professor of that course said, well, then why wouldn't you guys just come out and be the one to teach the Strengths Foundation course to our freshmen after they take it? So we've gotten to do that for the last 2 years. I think we've talked to probably almost 2,000 freshmen. And it's just been, it's been so rewarding. I didn't have any, I went to the University of Kansas and I went to the business school and we didn't have anything like that. And so I just think even universities are starting to really invest in their students and try and, you know, get out of them what makes them tick and what excites them, and so that it can help kind of lead career paths certain ways. So just getting to share Doc's legacy with them, but also just talk about, hey, you know, if you are working in this area and you like this, pay attention to that more. If you are doing a job or you're a TA and it's the longest day of your life every day, what is it that you don't like about that? You know, what themes in your top five are you not getting to use and explore on a daily basis? So just trying to get them to think a little bit more as they obviously progress in their college experience, but also like as they start to progress in their career and looking for a job there. So that's been really rewarding. Also, one of our board members is on, or I'm sorry, one of our executives is on the board of the Brown Syndrome Innovation here in Kansas City. And they are a very small but mighty team that have a lot of therapists that do the work for a lot of our individuals with Down syndrome in the Kansas City area. And so our CHRO asked if I would be willing to meet with them all individually after they took their strengths assessment and then do a team session. And so I think it just is, it's more about the strengths movement, like just getting to share strengths with people outside of the bank and see how it can affect other people and how they can work together as a team. There were so many moments in the team session that I did with this group of therapists that were aha moments where they are, you know, a small team. How can we use other people and it not be seen as using you? It's you're my complimentary partner because you thrive in this area and I really struggle. I struggle talking to the parents sometimes of these young kids with Down syndrome, but you love being in front of people and you love talking. So what if I work with the kids and you can report back to the parents and let's just all be using our strengths as much as we can. So it's just really cool to see the way that it's spread. And you know, sometimes I feel like when you're doing things well in an organization, you kind of want to like, don't share secrets, but the strengths movement, you just want to share it with as many people as you can.
Yeah, I absolutely love that. And I think that like exactly what you just said with those therapists is, you know, even if they're in a later stage of their career, having that opportunity to really dig back into who are you at your core? What do you naturally do best? And then use right. those powerful partnerships. So yeah, I have Wu High, so I would love to be, you know, that person that's talking with the parents, but I actually am better if I just am back here with the kids. And how can you really do more of that? Because when you're at your best every day, life is just so much better.
Absolutely.
So I know we've shared a lot of impact around how the strengths movement has really impacted individuals within CrossFirst Bank, but also in the Kansas City community. How has it impacted both of your lives? I know that's a pretty loaded question, but what has it done for your well-being and your engagement in your roles?
Oh, that's a good one. I know you didn't prep us for this one. Kristen, would you like me to start? Or would you like to go?
Yes, go.
Okay. I think for me, it's just really spending the time thinking about what I do best and making sure that I'm doing that and allowing myself. And I've gone through a lot of transition at CrossFirst Bank. So when I started, I was the only HR person here. And now we're a team of 11 or 12. So we've grown significantly and I've had the opportunity to, you know, get to spend time in strengths. And so recognizing that that's where my passion lies. And so I've been really fortunate in that way. And it's just, you know, Q3 at work, I have the opportunity to do what I do best every day. I mean, that's what it's mostly done for me is have an opportunity to do that, as well as, you know, in personal life. You know, I love when we do our monthly sessions, you know, people will talk about, oh gosh, I had my spouse take this assessment and their number 34 is my number one. Well, I experienced that in my own personal life. So, you know, my husband and I kind of use strengths language at home. And so it's just, you know, it's almost hard to turn off when you're a certified strengths coach. You know, you're always listening to people kind of talking and thinking, oh, I bet you they have this. Oh, I bet you they have that. And the amount of times I get it wrong is uncanny, but you know, it's still just, we're trying to focus on what's right with people at all times. And so I think that's been helpful in my world.
Joe, will you share your story about the piano in CrossFit Way? I love that story.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much for reminding me, Kristen. So during our most recent CrossFit Way, I'd just gotten done with our strengths session portion of the program, and we were on a break. And this gentleman came up to me and he's like, you know, you really got me thinking. My daughter is really good at softball. She loves softball. And we are forcing her to take piano lessons, and she doesn't want to do piano lessons. And I said, okay, so what are you thinking now? And he said, I don't know that she needs to take piano lessons. And I said, go let her do what she does best. And so, you know, she can always take piano down the road if that's important, but if she really loves softball, go play softball. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it was, you know, when you think about that, you're impacting people in their lives at that level compared to just, hey, we're telling you about strengths, but like people are really taking it in and really thinking about what does this mean, about focusing on what people do right. One of the videos I show during that is Let the Rabbits Run parable. And I think that's kind of what helped him think about it really in depth. Yeah. And so that was really moving. Thank you, Kristen, for reminding me, because that was powerful.
Yeah. And I think it's so interesting how like that story was just embodies what strengths is. It's not only what you do at work, but it's how you parent. It's how you show up as a spouse. It's how you show up as a friend. And so, yeah, I think that's so cool and such a great story. Thanks for sharing that. Kristen, what about you?
Kind of like Jill said, I mean, it's just like, it almost sometimes like, you know, Doc's biggest dream for people that worked at CrossFit Bank is that they would come to work and forget about time. And, you know, I loved doing the work that I'd done prior to this, but I don't know that I totally understood what he was saying. And I feel like now being a strengths coach and getting to focus a lot of my energy on helping other people and literally being in my strength zone with my top five, you know, most of the time during the day, I see what that looks like now. I mean, sometimes we wish we could push pause on the day and have like 2 hours that don't count because the days just fly by. And now that I have that on a regular basis, I just want to share that with other people. If I see that other people are dragging during the day, it's like, oh my gosh, like, are you not in your strength zone? Like, how can I help? And, you know, it's outside of work too. Like you said, it's just changed the way that I parent. I had my husband actually for Christmas, I gave my family, the all 34. So now we had a family strength session and we all sat around and kind of talked, well, that's why you do that, or that makes more sense. Or, and so it's helped us have a language to better understand each other and really support each other. You know, my brother's competition is number one, and we used to just think he was a poor sport. And it's like, no, that totally makes sense. That's just the way that he ticks. And so I think too, just being a coach and allowing people to have time to talk about themselves. I feel like sometimes we're in a world where, you know, talking about yourself or bragging on yourself is not seen as a good thing, and just kind of changing that tune a little bit to know, how are you making an impact? We do impact statements every month when we do our HR meetings. And at first it feels like it's really hard to brag on yourself, but it's like, no, I really am coming here to work and I am making an impact. So I just think giving that opportunity for other people, when you see those aha moments where it clicks, or like, oh my gosh, I used to give myself a hard time about my learner and always asking why, but now I see that like I'm needed in the conversations and my learner is, you know, my best attribute. So I just think seeing some of those aha moments, giving people the, you know, ability to talk about themselves and be proud of who they are and what their strengths are is just been such a gift.
I love that.
I have to add on that the impact statements that the HR team does, that came out of our state of the team meeting.
Yep.
We were struggling with, you know, how are we really helping other people? A lot of what we do, you know, is transactional. So really taking the time to focus on what we do and how that impacts people. Yeah. has really shifted our team meetings.
Yeah.
It was a state of the team action item. So there you go.
I love that. And I mean, that that just goes to show you the power of that mission and purpose, always reminding yourself of, you know, why are we doing this? Why is strengths important? It's because we want to identify everyone's natural talent and help them do what they do best every day. I love that. So as we wrap up our time today, I would love to hear what's on the roadmap for CrossFirst Bank when we think about the continuation of strengths and engagement. What do we have kind of on the roadmap today, and what are you excited about?
Yeah, so we, one of the things we really want to get focused on again is that manager piece. So spending some time, more workshop style, once a quarter. We want to purchase the either leadership or the manager report for anyone that comes to the session, and then kind of work off that a little bit, but also really just talking about, okay, so you have a situation with an employee, how do you talk to them in a strengths way? You know, so just really giving them the tools, real world. So that's a big focus for the upcoming years for us to get that going and really having a strong curriculum around that so that managers feel really comfortable in those conversations. The other piece is we have that extraordinary manager program I told you about. So we will be continuing to work on that. We're launching an essential manager program as well, which is around kind of the basics of what's expected of you as a CrossFirst manager. And it may come as no surprise to you all, but we're going to be, you know, on that list, we'll be focusing on people's strengths, leading state of the team meetings, focusing on your team engagement performance goals throughout the year. So those things that we know lead to highly engaged teams, that those are going to be things that are expected of our essential managers. So those are some of the things. And then what I'm really excited about, and it's not fully banked yet or anything like that, but we really do want to figure out the best way to harness the employees' excitement around strengths and how we can have them really help support the mission. As you said, it's not just coming from HR. So how can we help them and provide them the tools they need to really be those folks focusing on strengths in addition to us? And Kristen, add anything in there that you want.
Yeah, I think the strengths champion piece is huge, because I think the hardest piece is that after people learn about this or they go through a strengths discovery session or have a team session and they're like, okay, this is so amazing. Like, how can I become a certified strengths coach? And, you know, we already have four for the size of company we are. That's pretty impressive. And so how can we channel that energy and make them feel like they are a strengths champion and that we want them to be engaged and that we need them in all of our markets. And so finding different ways to engage them and keep them excited and want, you know, to continue on the strengths movement.
Lauren, can I jump in with some chat questions? Would this be an okay time to do that? We've got a few. I'm going to combine a few just from a timing perspective. Nate asked this question. Have you seen or recognized how your focus on strengths has impacted your clients? I worked in the banking industry for 15 years. When I think of clients, I think of the folks who walk up to the window, right? Those kinds of customers. And then I want to bring in Justin's question. He says, as you're thinking about your customers, right, are there any strengths influence performance metrics as you're justifying? And so, Joe, maybe I'll start with you on this one. As you're justifying this from a cost perspective, are you guys tracking anything around productivity or profitability or sales conversion rates with that?
Well, we do track, I mean, our engagement score, right? So that's something that we're tracking year over year. And we have seen that go up since we started focusing on strengths. So that is one thing. I do know that we are focused on metrics. That is not as much my world as maybe more the bank leader. So unfortunately, I don't have those statistics with me. What I can tell you is that, you know, you kind of mentioned the client coming up to the window. We're a commercial, mostly commercial bank. So most of our folks are kind of, we go to them. That's part of our extraordinary service tagline. And so what's been really cool with that is, you know, because the strengths are on our employees' business cards, a lot of times our clients will be like, well, what's this? And they'll ask a lot of questions. And so, you know, employees will come to me and say, Jill, how do I know what my client's strengths are? And so we kind of just talk through some, you know, what are some of those key words? And oh, by the way, come to our monthly session so you can kind of learn about it. But, you know, you don't have to have their five words in front of you to really talk in a strengths way and just ask them what makes sense to them and what are they looking for and how to be the consultative banker that we need them to be. So those are some kind of things that we focus on with them. The same gentleman who talked about the his daughter not playing or not doing the piano, but playing softball, he was talking about, oh, I want to do like a whole session with his clients around it. So really kind of just, again, having that movement continue on. We are really fortunate in that our leadership team believes in strengths and engagement. And so we haven't been pressured to focus on the metrics in that way. Mm-hmm. So I'm sorry that I don't have that answer for you.
No, it's great. I mean, I think it gives a great indication of you're seeing customer impact by having these stories, mm-hmm. right? I mean, sometimes a KPI can be a story that comes out, that comes from an organization, whatever. Kristen, I like your example of a competition coming out in an individual, and you can see that from a client basis of like, right. Wow, why are they just always so aggressive with me? And then you're like, oh, like it's, yeah. it's right. Oh, okay. Now that I understand that, it takes mm-hmm. on kind of a different flavor as far as kind of how I work with that. So Cheryl asked this question. I think it's a good one too. She says, I know CrossFirst has multiple locations in more than one state. I'm mm-hmm. guessing Strengths is integrated at same level at all locations. How are you able to do that?
So thank you, Cheryl. Hello, Cheryl. Good to have you on. One of the things that we do is for the CrossFirst Way, for the onboarding program, all employees come to our headquarters location. So they kind of have that foundation starting from here. And then it is in all locations because that is the expectation. Again, even though we haven't fully documented in our essential managers what that list is, they know that they need to be focused on people's strengths. They know that they have to lead a state of the team meeting. So there are those expectations laid out so that there is some form of consistency. And being honest, you know, I always say that every bank has its own subculture. Every team within our headquarters has its own subculture. So there are some managers that are going to jump on board with strengths more than others. And so it's really, you know, we focus on how can we help the ones that haven't jumped on board immediately to focus on it so that their employees get the most out of it.
Kristen, you want to add anything to that?
Yeah, I was just going to say all the things that we offer are available you know, virtually as well. So anything that we offer at our headquarters or in Kansas City, we offer out to all of our employees across all the states. So we try and be cognizant of all of our new time zones and things like that, because we want as many people to join. If we do like a strength session where we're focused on one strength, we'll do one of them in the morning and one of them in the afternoon. So we just try and reach as many people as we possibly can. If we do team sessions, we really do our best to try and do those in person. It just has a different dynamic. So we've been committed to going to those locations if somebody's requesting a team event.
We were mentioning some metrics, and you said, here's a good metric, 83%. Mm. Did he hear that right? It was 83, right? And was that high or low, or did it surprise you? Can you talk a little bit about that?
I mean, I don't know. I guess I was shocked just initially at that, but then I know our employee base and I know how engaged people are. So I can't say I really was. It just was exciting to see that high of percentage. And we actually just acquired a couple banks in November, and we had to have all of them, you know, get caught up and take the strengths assessment too. And I sent out an email, I think in January, to have everybody do that. And within 10 days, all 70 employees had completed their strengths assessment. And a lot of those people have already unlocked their all 34 by scheduling a session. So it's just cool to see a bank that we've acquired that is getting, you know, immersed into our culture the way that they're already believing in it too. So I think now we're at 72% of our employees have unlocked their all 34 now that we've added that new acquisition. But it's just cool to even be reminded of that when you hire that many new people at one time, how you can still spread the culture. So surprised and not surprised. I think more just excited than anything that people took advantage of it.
Yeah. I love that it's an option. Like it's not a, hey, we're going to do this. It gives, mm-hmm. you know, gives employees that ability to make that choice to own it. I think sometimes we hear that question a lot of how do you get employees to own their own strengths journey in this? And it's not a HR top-down directive. You right. will do this. I think that this is one of those indications that it is your choice. Like you didn't tell them, you showed them it was their choice to be able to do it. Jill, would you add anything to that?
No, I think you're spot on. I'll tell you, I was surprised at 83%, but I think that's a testament to the employees and their level of engagement and strengths. So, you know, I think that's part of, mm-hmm. It's great.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
No, I love it. It's one of those unforced metrics. Right. It happens. You didn't dictate anything. And maybe not even peer pressure. People just took advantage of it and did it.
I don't think it was peer pressure. You know, before we did that for people, a lot of times when we do these sessions, we'd say, oh, well, is that in your top 10? And people, well, how do you get your top 10? So a lot of people wanted to know how to get that. And at that time, it was kind of like, well, we don't do that for everybody. We just do the top five. So it became really great when we did it for everybody. And that was really Kristen's idea. So it was awesome. Yeah.
That's good. Well, we're at the end of our time, and Lauren, why don't you take a second and thank both Jill and Kristen for coming on today.
Yeah. Thank you so much both for being here to share your strength story with our great audience. I'm so inspired by everything that CrossFirst Bank is doing, and I could not be more blessed to have such great partners at CrossFirst Bank. So thank you so much. We'll talk soon.
Thank you, Lauren.
Jill, if folks wanted more information on CrossFirst, they wanted to see how this works, or what's the best way to find you guys?
They can email me, jill.grace@crossfirstbank.com, or Kristen, I'm let you throw out your own information if you want to do that.
Yeah, sure. It's kristen.johnson@crossfirstbank.com. We'd be happy to help.
And then if they wanted to be a customer of yours, because they're like, this is so awesome.
Yeah,
how would they do that?
CrossFirstBank.com is probably the best place to start, I always view HR as the quarterback of the bank, so we can get that information into the right person's hands in the right markets.
Yeah, I was thinking if I was in a business relationship, I'd want to do my banking, my work at a strengths-based organization as well. So, ladies, thank you for being a part of this today, and thank you for coming on and for doing such a great case study. Justin out in the chat room said, great case study, and thank you. And so the chat room thanks you as well. Well, with that, we'll remind everyone to take full advantage of all the resources we do have available. If you're a Clifton Strengths, if you've taken a top five or all 34, we've got great resources for you available now in Gallup. That access, head out to gallup.com/CliftonStrengths, log in, and those resources are available for you there. For coaching, master coaching, or if you want to become a Gallup Certified Strengths Coach like we've been talking about today, you can send us an email, coaching@gallup.com. Stay up to date with all future webcasts by following us on gallup.eventbrite.com. Find us on any social platform by searching Clifton Strengths. And Lauren, thank you for joining me today. Thanks for coming on and being a part of this as well. Oftentimes our hosts don't get the thanks, but you did a great job. Thanks for asking great questions.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
We want to thank everyone who joined us live out there in the chat room as well. And with that, we'll say goodbye, everybody.